a great day to dispel some of the gloom that has been surrounding conservative circles since the very painful election loss. No, it's not just that Mitt Romney is going for lunch at the White House tomorrow. I hope he brings along a food taster, and he should just show the new commitment to wooing Hispanic voters by requesting Mexican food. I'm sure he will be delighted to eat whatever President Obama offers. But the point about the gloom surrounding Republicans all has to do with this logic that says demography is destiny, we can't win. The other side is a growing proportion of the electorate. The long-term trends are disastrous for Republicans. Now, never mind the fact that in this last election, Republicans made big, 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 big gains with virtually every demographic group, except for Asian Americans and Latino Americans. We made gains with every group you can possibly imagine, as opposed to 2008. Nevertheless, people are saying Republicans are doomed, conservatism is doomed, it doesn't work anymore, people have to abandon principles, they have to move away from all that. Thank goodness, finally, there is a persuasive voice out there that says the opposite. There's a new column today that is really very, very good news. It says, forget 2012 long-term demographic trends favorable to Republicans. This is a brilliant column. Everyone in America should read it. It's by me. And
that was a shameless plug. Stay tuned for more shameless plugs right here on The Michael Medved Show.
It's up at our website at michaelmedved.com. And also at michaelmedved.com is a different, very important column, not in the Daily Beast, but in USA Today, in the newspaper today. Now, these are columns that I really care about a lot. I care about all my columns. But these in particular, let me talk about this one first, about the demographic trends. Look, there is something very basic about this election. In fact, about all of the last 11 elections that we've had for president. And that goes back a long time. It goes back to 1972. That was the Richard Nixon-George McGovern race. The reason that race is important is that's the first one for which we have exit polls that are at all reliable. Before that, they had very primitive exit polls. You couldn't count on them. We've had pretty good exit polls, so we know who voted and we know why they voted and what kind of segment of the electorate they were in. We've known that since 1972. And in that entire period of time, there is one pattern that is just shockingly consistent. I mean, shockingly consistent, which is that young people are more liberal than the public at large. And older people over 60, not just over 65, but over 60, older people are more conservative than the public at large. If that is true, and it is, you can look at the numbers. I have the numbers right here in front of me. I cite the numbers in my column. You can get it at michaelmedved.com. If that is true, then we have a huge advantage. Here's the advantage. America's getting older. Why is that an advantage? It's not an advantage economically for our country. Frankly, it's a problem for our country economically. But it's a huge advantage for Republicans. Because as people get older, they get more Republican. Not everybody, but a significant number of people. So that if you look at this last election, you break it down in the exit polls, the nation, if you take a look at over 30 voters, in other words, people who are above the age of 30, Mitt Romney won a solid majority of those voters. Obama only won this election because he won by 23 points among voters under 30. That's what gave him the victory. Now, you could say, well, this isn't really good news because those voters are going to be continuing to vote and they're going to continue voting those numbers. The numbers suggest that no, they aren't. There are factors in life that predispose people to move in a more conservative direction. What are some of those factors? People get married. Mitt Romney won a huge majority of married people by almost 20 points. And by the way, over 60% of all voters were married, currently married. Doesn't include people who are divorced. Doesn't include people who are living together outside of marriage. People who are married, Mitt Romney won those people by almost 20 points. And guess what? There's something else that happens for most people when you get older. You start making a little bit more money. Again, Barack Obama lost the election among all Americans earning more than $30,000 a year. I didn't say $50,000 a year. More than $30,000 a year. A big majority of Americans earn more than $50,000 a year. Almost 60% of Americans earn more than $50,000 a year. Among those Americans, Mitt Romney won solidly by 8 points. Okay, these are factors that happen to people, not everyone, but to most people, as they get older. They end up in a family. Why does ending up in a family and in a marriage make it more likely that you're going to vote Republican? Answer, because you don't have to turn to the government for your every need. You don't have to count on Big Daddy in Washington, D.C., or Sweet Uncle Sugar Daddy in Washington, D.C. to take care of you. You have somebody else you count on more. I mean, if you take a look at that Democratic Life of Julia thing, remember that? Where they put out from cradle to grave, there is Obama helping poor Julia. Well, that's not necessary if you get married, because there's somebody else there who matters more to you even, believe it or not, than Barack Obama, our Lord and Savior, as he was described by Jamie Foxx. Do you remember that? This really is one of the most amazing bits of sound you can find to show some of the sickness surrounding the Obama campaign and the Obama cult of personality. Meanwhile, there's one other factor that happens to most people, the overwhelming majority of Americans, as they get older. When people get older, they tend to re-involve themselves, or in some cases get involved for the first time, in church or synagogue. And it is stunning, the great majority of Americans, 55%, attend religious services once a month or more. 42% go to religious services once a week or more. By the way, those people who go to religious services once a month or more, or once a week or more, heavily, heavily, heavily Republican. And it's very reliable. And the numbers are right there. So the basic point is this. This trend, which is so well established, it's a trend that's been going on for 50 years. We've been able to measure it. The trend is that the same people begin becoming more conservative as they get older, and then when they reach past the age of 60, they are decisively conservative. That is a very big deal in America. Why? Because in the years between 1990 and 2010, the median age in this country, boom, it went up from 30 years, yep, that was the median age in 1990, to 37 years now. Now, given the fact that Mitt Romney won a big majority of people over 45, clear majority, decisive majority, and we're heading up toward that number. Why are we heading up in terms of life expectancy? Because of one piece of good news and one piece of not such good news. The piece of good news is we are living longer. That's why the median age is getting higher. Also, we have a low birth rate. That's not such good news, but here's the good news that's part of it. People who are conservative are more likely to have children and lots of them. Now, why is that? Let me put a question to you. Who do you think is more likely to abort a baby? People who are pro-life or people who are pro-choice? By the way, that doesn't mean that everybody who's pro-life always avoids abortion. Sometimes, well, things happen. Who knows? However, it is clear, it is obvious, if you want to take a look at that fairly well-divided, closely divided group of Americans who say they're pro-choice, and that closely divided group of Americans who say they're pro-life, and it's similar numbers, though there's a little bit of an advantage to the pro-life side now. Pro-life people are more likely to have bigger families and have more kids and to be more fertile, to have more children. Why? Well, partially because those children are more likely to live. According to the Alan Guttmacher Institute of Planned Parenthood, one out of four pregnancies now, maybe one out of five. It's gone down. But lots of pregnancies end in abortion. Now, what does this mean? This means that for the future, not only is it likely that people are going to get more conservative as they get older, but that young people coming up are going to be more conservative. Because it's conservative couples that are having more children. And by the way, if you don't recognize this, I mean, you might also think about the issue of birth control. Let's see. Traditional Catholics, Orthodox Jews, Mormons, not really so keen on birth control, any of those groups. Now, how do those groups tend to vote? But by the way, Mitt Romney won white Catholics in this election by the biggest margin any Republican has won that group since 1972, when Nixon beat McGovern and carried 49 states. All of this lays out as clearly as you can possibly see it why the gloom and doom about Republican prospects is just wrong. I think you know what we're talking about. I have a column today in the Daily Beast suggesting that the Republican future is very bright because of the aging of America, that in general, people shift more to the right as they grow older. Now, not everybody, but enough people to make a difference and to give Republicans a very, very big demographic advantage as we go on to 2016, 2020, and future presidential elections. You have a column, which we've posted at our website, about Cuban Americans, where you take a different point of view. Explain.
I think that the Cuban American vote is symbolic of what's happening. Why did the parents vote Republican and the children vote Democrat? It shows, among other things, that schools have more influence on the values of young people, in most instances, not all, than parents do. I mean, there's no other way, no other possible way to read it. Or even worse, American society generally, MTV, the movies, the newscasts, the newspapers, and the schools are all saying the opposite of what the first generation of Cuban Americans said, that this is a bastion of liberty and you better protect liberty because we know what tyranny is like. Well, arose a new generation that did not know Farrow. You know exactly, many of your listeners, what I'm referring to. I'm inverting a very famous line from the Bible. And there was a new Pharaoh who arose who did not know Joseph.
Right.
There
and a there's, new a Joseph new gen- who, there's a new generation who doesn't know Joseph Stalin.
That's right. That's exactly right. And not knowing evil and being influenced by the left that permeates all of society in the United States, I don't think that as they get older, they will adopt their parents' values. That's why I am not as optimistic as you are, so that the trend, which of course has been universal in America, as you get older, as you get married, et cetera, you adopt conservative values because, frankly, you're more wise. But the anti-wisdom of the university is so powerful that I don't think it will be undone in anywhere like the numbers that have been in the past.
You seem to be suggesting that people in the younger generation are less likely to make that progress from stupid, unattached, irresponsible, sometimes thoughtless left to thoughtful and principled right that we made. Why do you think that younger people are less likely to make that journey?
I think that they have had a lot more immersion than we have had into the left way of thinking. There is the demographic fact. The balkanization of America that the left has engaged in the undermining of the melting pot ideal, the undermining of E Pluribus Unum, has been effective. And now you have large numbers of Hispanics who think of themselves as Hispanics, and Asians who think of themselves as Asians, and blacks who think of themselves as blacks, and females who think of themselves as females. And the question of America, and I'm not saying they're un-American or unpatriotic or don't love the country, nothing like that whatsoever. They love the country. However, it's now thought in terms of what's in it for my group. This is new in America. Previously, that is not how people voted. They voted with the far greater question of what's better for America and didn't think of themselves as members of a specific group. But now the left-wing demographic explanation and balkanization has worked. And so you're almost a disloyal Hispanic if you vote Republican, a disloyal black if you vote Republican. Look, you and I are Jews, and we know that Jews often feel that.
Yeah,
you're a disloyal Jew if you vote Republican.
Except a huge percentage. Mitt Romney got the highest percentage of the Jewish vote of any Republican candidate since Reagan. Let's go quickly to Andrew in Seattle. Andrew, you're on the MedVed Show with Michael and Dennis.
Thanks, Michael. A comment and a question. You mentioned something I've given a ton of thought to over the years, and that is if the majority of couples ending pregnancies and abortion are liberal, And over time, it would seem a disproportionate amount of children in our society would be raised by conservative parents, thus reflecting their parents' values. But sadly, I think your guest is right, as even most conservative parents send their children to the public schools, it's there that these kids lose the value of their parents.
Okay, hold on one moment. Gallup just did a study about pro-life versus pro-choice, did it in the midst of the campaign about 6 months ago. And Gallup found that the one portion of the population which was most pro-life was under 30.
It's fantastic, but let me ask you this question then. Hasn't this always been the case since abortion's been legal, that the majority of parents ending pregnancies and abortions would have been liberal? Wouldn't we already be where you say we're going to get?
I would say no, because the numbers of people who call themselves pro-life, who are consciously pro-life, has just gone up so dramatically. This is one of the big victories that I don't think people acknowledge, which is it used to be if you were pro-life, you were weird. And now it's very close to an American majority. Dennis, let me come back to what you were just saying about the balkanization of America. And I think that's very relevant to your piece about Cuban Americans. I think one of the reasons that Cuban Americans are less Republican, though they still split their votes. I mean, in the last election, a slight majority of Cuban Americans voted for Mitt Romney in Florida, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. One of the reasons they've shifted over to the left is the tendency now to see themselves not as Cuban Americans, but as Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons, and it's something that is, we were just talking about it off the air, a tremendous number of people in the Asian American community, and even more in the Latino community, marry across ethnic lines. It's very close to a majority of Asian American women who marry so-called white guys. So they're like 40%. And that kind of thing, I mean, again, the identity you end up with, well, it does depend more upon affirming the positive American identity that you write about in your book and that we both know is crucial for our nation's future. But I'm not sure that this balkanization strategy of the left is going to work long term.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, we have our work cut out for us. You see, I look at it this way. American values are an aberration. Left-wing values are normal. And the aberration is not the one that is likely to succeed unless every generation continues to express it and to deliver it to the next generation. It is far more normal to want to be taken care of than to want to take care of yourself.
And let us continue to support precisely the institutions that encourage people to take care of themselves and not to rely on government, which is why I believe that the tendency of people in the course of their lives to get married, to earn a little bit more money, and above all, to join religious communities is one of the things that will tilt this nation in the right direction, maintaining us as the greatest nation on God's green earth.